This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump are planning a vigorous defense of him as public congressional impeachment hearings start Wednesday that target his presidency. Trump administration officials are bracing for hours of testimony from two U.S. State Department officials, William Taylor, the current top American diplomat in Ukraine, and George Kent, who oversees Ukraine affairs. The AP's Rita Foley reports.
Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, has said what he found when he was sent to Kiev was alarming. An irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official channel, run by, among others, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent has previously testified that President Trump wanted to hear three words from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton. On Friday, Marie Yovanovitch testifies, seen as a tough U.S. ambassador but recalled by President Trump during the time the U.S. was trying to root out corruption in Kiev. Rita Foley, Washington.
Cool change in the weather is bringing some relief for firefighters battling massive brush fires in eastern Australia, which destroyed more than 50 homes. Still, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the threat of more fires still exists.
So we've now got 17 fires at the Watch and Act alert level, which is indicative of dynamic situation still, and subject to the weather today, we could see some volatility and some change of that alert level across different fire grounds.
The commissioner said as of Tuesday, there were no life-threatening injuries to anyone, and they have no reports of anyone missing, with the dozens of fires still burning in the area. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A car bomb exploded outside a government office in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday, killing seven people. Officials say seven others were wounded in the bombing near the Interior Ministry headquarters. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility for the attack, which came a day after the Afghan government released three high-ranking Taliban leaders in exchange for an American and Australian who have been held hostage by the Islamic insurgent group since 2016. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington this week to meet with President Trump. Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Turkey's president says Syrian Kurdish fighters have failed to vacate areas along the Turkish border, despite agreements with Russia and the U.S., and says he'll talk with President Donald Trump on it. Speaking before departing for Washington, Erdogan said he would also give Trump documents listing terror attacks allegedly carried out by Mazlum Abdi, the commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish-led force. Turkey wants U.S. officials to arrest Abdi. Ankara believes the U.S. nor Russia have been able to clear northern Syria of terrorist organizations within the time they promised. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. court has ruled against warrantless government searches of phones and laptops. The AP's Ed Donahue who has more.
A federal court in Boston ruled the searches involving international travelers at airports and ports of entry violate the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, which prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation filed a lawsuit on behalf of 11 travelers whose smartphones and laptops were searched without suspicion. The ACLU describes these searches as fishing expeditions. The government says it's a critical tool to protect the country. Last year, the government conducted more than 33,000 of these searches, four times the number from just 3 years earlier. I'm Ed Donahue.
A watchdog report on the Russia probe is nearing public release. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Justice Department's Inspector General is nearing release of a report on the early stages of the FBI's Russia investigation. Multiple people familiar with the process who insisted on anonymity tell the Associated Press witnesses and their attorneys who were interviewed have been invited to review portions of a draft this week and next. That is a key prelude to public disclosure. In a letter last month, Inspector General Michael Horowitz told Congress he did not expect a lengthy review period and he intended to make public as much of the report as possible. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is recovering after undergoing a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding linked to recent falls. Carter Center, a nonprofit founded by Carter, announced that there are no complications from the surgery. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.